From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And today, the voice that set the mood for many a memorable evening is silent.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Singer, composer, and arranger Barry White died this morning at a hospital in Los Angeles. White grew up in the city and began singing in his church choir when he was 8. Then, something happened when he hit 14.
My voice went from a tenor's voice to a baritone bass. And then a couple of years later, it dropped down to a bass baritone. And it's been the way it is today for a long time.
I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up. No doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way I'm gone.
By the time Barry White scored his first hit as a solo artist in 1973, he had already written and produced hits for others. The Harlem Shuffle for Bob and Earl, Walking in the Rain with the One I Love for Love Unlimited. But it was White's own purred seductions that earned him more than $100 million before the 70s ended and his popularity flagged. In the 1990s, Barry White enjoyed a revival, thanks in large part to exposure on the TV show Ally McBeal. White told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1999 that his music would always strike a chord.
Let me explain it to you. When I tell a woman that I will be with you for a long time, I'm speaking about my music. It's not with me. Nobody lives forever. But the things and the deeds that you use or leave behind can live forever. I'm not going nowhere.
Barry White, who died today in Los Angeles of kidney failure. He was 58 years old.
I'll give you all I have and all.